بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the generally beneficent, the eternally merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is not his son, but slave and messenger. May his peace and blessings be upon him, his households, and those who trail his path till the end of time. Brothers in faith, without further ado, our time is fast spent, and I apologize for coming in late. It was due to circumstances beyond my control. We'll start the book Ad-Da'u Wad-Dawa, written by the erudite scholar Ibn al-Qayyim al-Juziyyah. سئل الشيخ الإمام العالم العلامة المتقن الحافظ الناقد شمس الدين أبو عبد الله محمد بن الشيخ الصالح أبي بكر المعروف بابن القيم الجوزي. The erudite scholar, the refined and profound scholar, was asked, ما تقول السادة العلماء أئمة الدين رضي الله عنهم أجمعين في رجل ابتلي ببلية وعلم أنها إن استمرت به أفسدت دنياه وآخرته وقد اجتهد في دفعها عن نفسه بكل طريق فما يزداد إلا توقدا وشدة فما الحلية في دفعها وما الطريق إلى كشفها فرحم الله من أعان مبتلا والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه أفتونا مأجورين رحمكم الله. The Sheikh was asked that what would the past scholars of the faith, may Allah be merciful with them all, what would they say of a person that is afflicted of a child and knows certainly that the continuation of the affliction would destroy his faith and it would afflict his hereafter. And he has struggled to defend it. He has worked towards saving himself away from it with all possible means. And nothing of thought would reduce his affliction, but except that it increases it and it makes it much more difficult. What would be his way out of his afflictions? What would be the manner that he would use to defend himself of these trials? What is the path which he would trail to help himself out from this difficulty? May Allah the Almighty be merciful with one who assists the other person in his trials. Indeed, Allah is in support of a slave for as long as he supports another slave. O scholar, give us the verdict. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be merciful with you. And the Shaykh Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim Al-Juziyyah responded, and his response were as follows. He started by saying, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَى. For every ailment there is a cure, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, with the ease and permission of Allah. These aspects the Shaykh started with is the aspect that reveals that every affliction that befalls a believer, suddenly he has a solution. Amma ba'd, he says. And then after. فَقَدْ ثَبَتَ فِي صَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِي It's been made authentic, established in an authentic collection of Al-Bukhari, in a hadith of Abi Hurairah, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ دَاءً إِلَّا أَنزَلَ لَهُ شِفَاءً Allah sends down no ailment, but except He sends with it its cure. In a collection of Muslims, in a hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah, he said, the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٍ For every disease, there is a cure. فَإِذَا أَصَابَ دَوَاءُ الدَّاءِ بَرَأَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ If the ailment hits the disease, it goes with the permission of Allah. Here, scholars have said, even if it comes with diagnosis in the hospital, the fundamental belief of a believer is to establish the following. Number one, when you're taking a drug, you must believe that the affliction is from Allah. Number two, when you're taking the drug, you're taking it with the name of Allah. Number three, you must conceive in your heart that the drug is not the cure, but it's just a means for seeking the cure. And number four, Allah is the cure. In the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, in the hadith of Usama, the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported to have said, مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ دَاءً إِلَّا قَدْ أَنزَلَ لَهُ شِفَاءً Allah would not send down a disease, but except He sent with it a cure. عَلِمَهُ مَنْ عَلِمَهُ Those who know it will certainly know it. وَجَهِلَهُ مَنْ جَهِلَهُ And those who do not know it would never have the knowledge of it. This is to say that any ailment in the world today, it's not possible that it has no cure. The only understandable thing is of two. Number one, is that we do not have the knowledge of the cure. Because the Prophet has said, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٍ For every ailment there is a cure. And number two is that if it has no cure for real, then it's a trial. It's coming as a fitna from Allah. If it is coming as a fitna from Allah, it would be against the natural course that everything must have a cure. And if it is coming as an affliction, then it's as a result of our evil actions. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر Evil is manifest on the oceans and the land. For what the hands of man have gathered, so that they taste of what they've done, لعلهم يرجعون That they might return. إن الله لم يضع داء Allah has not placed a disease إلا وضع له دواء But except He placed with it شفاء a cure أو دواء or heal إلا داء واحدا except one ailment except one disease قالوا يا رسول الله O Messenger of Allah what is this disease ما هو قال الهرم The Prophet referred to it as dotting, old age, growing old. When you start to dot, when you start to grow old, no matter how you try, you suddenly grow old. It has no cure. Everything has a cure except old age. In another hadith, the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Illa al-maut," except death. Now, on this premise, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us of the things that we do. One, we should understand that if the Prophet is saying that there is no cure for old age, it means trying to reform yourself and revert the state that you find yourself is changing Allah's creation. تَغْيِيرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ Now we have people who do plastic surgery. They are tired of their nose, they change it. They are tired of their limbs, it's sagging. They are tired of their breath, they don't want it. تَغْيِيرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ Allah Azza wa Jalla says in An-Nisa, Allah has cursed them. Allah has cursed Shaytan when he said, لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَصْرُوبًا. I would take a handful of your slaves. I would mislead them, I would deceive them, I would turn them, and they would recreate the creations of Allah. Scholars have said, changing the natural course of man is changing the courses of Allah. So, we should understand that anytime we grow old, and that's why we shouldn't change the course of Allah by trying to revert ourselves to being younger. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, خَضِّبُوا هَذَا وَاجْتَنِبُوا السَّوَادِ. Dye your hair. It's looking so bushy, when he said to your companions, but stay away from black dye. In other words, we could change our look by beautifying it, adding other things to make it more beautiful. But we shouldn't change our creations by making ourselves feel we're younger or telling Allah that we're not pleased with what we have. So when we look at that, it is zina muqtasaba, when you have your hair dyed to other colors with the notion of worship and having to look good. There's nothing wrong with it. But the moment you're changing your creation, one, to tell Allah that He has created you wrongly, two, reverting your creation, not wanting to grow, and that is an act of shaitan. You're being a brethren of shaitan. Dawa'u al-'iyy as-suwad. The next topic is the cure for ignorance is to ask questions. Dawa'u al-'iyy as-suwad. The cure for not knowing something is to ask about it. وَهَذَا يَعُمُّ أَدْوَاءُ الْقَلْبِ. That covers all the diseases of the heart, وَالْرُوحِ and of the soul, وَالْبَدَنِ and of the body, وَأَدْوِيَتُهَا and all of its ailments. وَقَدْ جَعْلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْجَهْلَ دَ. The Prophet has classified ignorance as an ailment. The Prophet has classified ignorance as an ailment. وَجَعْلَ دَوَاءُهُ سُوَاءُ الْعُلَمَاءِ. And he has placed the cure for ignorance to be asking the scholars. Abu Dawud recorded that the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah, when he said, خَرَجْنَا فِي سَفَرٍ فَأَصَابَ رَجُلًا مِنَّا. We went on a journey and some of us were afflicted. They had injury. Stones met them. فَشَجَّهُ فِي رَأْسِهِ. And it cut his head, someone amongst us. ثُمَّ احْتَلَمْ. And then he had a wet dream. He had a wet dream. He slept and he felt he had intercourse. And then he had to take a spiritual bath. فَسَأَلَ أَصْحَابَهُ. And he asked his companions, فَقَالَ هَلْ تَجِدُونَ لِي رُخْصَ فِي التَّيَمُّمِ. Because of the injury on my head, I'm not able to perform a ghusl. I'm finding difficulty using water. Can I find an ease, a leeway for me to use tayammum? فَقَالُ. And they said to him, مَا نَجِدُ لَكَ رُخْصَ. There's nothing like that. We find no convenience for you doing such. وَأَنْتَ تَقْدِرُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. For as long as you have the ability to use water. فَاغْتَسَلَ فَمَاتَ. And he used the water and then died. فَلَمَّا قَدِمْنَا عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. And then when we got to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أُخْبِرَ بِذَلِكَ. He was informed of this. فَقَالَ. And the Messenger of Allah said, قَتَلُوهُ. They killed him. قَتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah would hold them of it. Allah would punish them by it. أَلَا سَأَلُوا. Shouldn't they ask? إِذَا لَمْ يَعْلَمُوا. When they do not know. فَإِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ الصُّوَابِ. The cure for ignorance is to ask. إنما كان يكفيه أن يتيمم. It is sufficient for him to just perform ablution. ويعصر. And just squeeze the part. أو يعصب على جرحه. Or to just use water to just touch the surfaces of his injury. بخرقة. With a glove. ثم يمسح عليها. And just wipe on top of it. ويغسل سائر جسده. And just wash all through the part of his body. فأخبر أن الجهل دواء. أن الجهل داء. The prophet thus informed that ignorance is an ailment and its cure, وأن شفاءه السؤال, and its cure is to ask. When you do not know something, do not pretend to know it. And then when you know something, you're free. It frees you. You're not shackled. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah exalts the believers amongst you, but He exalts them all, those with knowledge. And that, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من سلك طريقا, whoever chose a path, يلتمس فيه علما, seeking knowledge through it, سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. Allah eases His way to the paradise. Because of ignorance, he doesn't want to live with the disease of ignorance. He gathers with other brothers to learn. He goes to the roof. He asks questions. He downloads from the internet. And he makes inquiry. He studies. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ لَتَضَعَ أَجْنَاحَتَهَا. The angels will spread their wings لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. For students of knowledge. رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ. Being pleased with his actions has all gathered here. Learning. The angels are pleased with us. Spreading, lowering their wings for us. Showing humility before us. إِنَّمَا دَوَاءُ الْعِيَّ السُّوَالِ. The cure for ignorance, the cure for not having a certain knowledge is to ask, is to make inquiry. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُ. It was reported of Imam Malik that he often used to establish the Sunnah telling people that everything is in the Quran and everything is in the Quran and using the Sunnah to expunge. And once upon a time it was said that a group of people came to Imam Malik asking him, give us the verse in the Quran revealing the numbers of flowers that would use to bake bread for the people of Medina. And Imam Malik said, come in about a day. Or he specifically gave a day that they should return. And it came the day, they all came around. And he said, as for the numbers of people around, there would come a certain number of flowers, and this is how it should be done, and this is how it should be done. And they said to him, give us the verse in the Quran. And he said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُ. Ask the scholars if you do not know. And I have gone to the bakers, and they have explained to me that this is what it would require for us to bake a bread. So if you do not know something, you just ask. If you do not know something, you just ask. Here, Al-Imam is pointing to us the significance of knowledge. One of the scholars from ancient Egypt came to Medina to study from Imam Malik, and then he was seated in the mosque. Suddenly, people started rushing out, Ja al-Fil, Ja al-Fil. Yes, it's in the stories of King Abraha and how he was perished, he and his soldiers, before they were able to get to the Kaaba. But the people of Medina never saw the field, they never saw elephants before. And then this day, people started rushing. They wanted to go see the elephant. And then there's this sheikh from Egypt. who has traveled down to Medina to learn, and he says, "Ma jitu min Nasr li ara fil." I've not traveled all the way from Egypt to see elephants. Students of knowledge have traveled from the north, from Nasarawa, from Kaduna, from Kano, to cure themselves of ignorance. But yet we're here now, and then we're concerned with things that is not even part of our course. Say to yourself, "Ma jitu min Niger State li ara fil." I have not come from Niger State to see the elephant. What's your own elephant clubbing at night? "Ma jitu min Abuja li ara fil." I have not come from Abuja to see the elephant. And what's your fear? Your fear is going to parties. Some would stay in a hostel. I would not attend lectures. إِنَّمَا دَوَاهُ لَعِيِّ السُّوَالِ. The cure for ignorance is to ask. And when you have, the scholars will teach you, and you're not learning from them. It is exactly what the scholars have said that is wrong with you. And what is that they have said? الْمَرْعَى أَخْضَرُ وَلَكِنَّ الْعَنْزَةُ مَرِيَضَةُ. The plantation is green. The grasses are there, but the goat is sick to eat of the grass. The similitude is the similitude of Muslims who have been given the syllabus for the Quran, the pathway to the Jannah, but yet they are sick to learn from the Quran. The example is the example of students who have the opportunity to learn, but they are too lazy to learn. إِنَّمَا دَوَاهُ لَعِيِّ السُّوَالِ. The cure for ignorance is to ask, and the cure for ignorance is to learn. The Sheikh further explained that Al-Quran shifa'un lil-qulub wal-abdan. Quran is a cure of the heart and the body. Traditionally, our scholars have said that when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّذِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is not the eye that goes blind, but it is the heart at the middle of the chest that goes blind. In other words, when you have an ailment in your body, you ask yourself, if you do not have disease in your heart, then the ailment of the body is little. But the greatest disease is to have diseases of the heart. And that's why the Quran cures the heart. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Would they not reflect the Quran? Is it not on the heart that the padlock is placed? Is it not on the heart that the Quran is sealed? So when you have diseases of your body, ask yourself, is it not of my heart? When you're not able to perform ablution, ask yourself, is it not the disease of your heart, the pornography that you have watched, that has shackled you against Allah? Ask yourself, when you listen to the Quran and you do not feel anything, it is not of your body and it's not from the eye, but it's from your heart. Because فَمَا تَأْلِفُ الْعَيْنَانِ فَالْقَلْبُ أَلِفُ. It is what your eyes, it is what the heart feels that the eyes blinks. It is what comes of your eyes that is situated in your heart. Everything has a rider, and the rider of everything on our body is our soul. فَمَا تَأْلِفُ الْعَيْنَانِ فَالْقَلْبُ أَلِفُ. وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ سُبْحَانَهُ عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنَّهُ شِفَاءٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has informed us about the Quran that it's a cure. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Almighty says, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَعَرَبِيٌّ قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you have made the Quran a non-Arab dialect, they would have said, if the words would have been made explicit, would have understood it. Is it the non-Arabic dialect or is it the Arabic dialect? Even if it is the Arabic dialect or the non-Arabic dialect. And that's why the tasheel is coming there from the scholars of the Quran. You move the Hamza, swinging it directly to the other one. أعجمي وعربي. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءً. Say to them, O Muhammad, that it is a cure and a guide to those who believe. Regardless of it being the Arabic dialect, or even if it were to be revealed in non-Arabic dialect. So people would continue to complain. If it were not revealed in the Arabic dialect, maybe the Arabs wouldn't have accepted it. But now it's revealed in the Arabic dialect. And yet numerous of the Arabs have not even hidden the words of Allah. وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبْ مِنْ شَرٍ قَدْ اِقْتَرَبَ. The message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, curse of Allah be on the Arabs from an imminent curse. From an imminent evil. Aisha radiallahu anha asked, "Awa min qillati nahnu? Are you saying we'll be cursed, we'll have afflictions? Is it because we're little in number?" Prophet sallallahu said, "No, you're numerous, you're going to be plenty. But you'd have disease in your heart, you have wahm." And Prophet sallallahu informed that al-wahnu is hubb al-dunya wa karahiyat al-mawt. The love of the world and the hatred of death. All of the panache of this world are sponsored by the Arabs. WWE, the Arabs. Football, the Arabs. Even football clubs owned by the Arabs. Major sponsors of football matches against the remembrance of Allah. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءً. It's not just for the Arabs. It is to those who believe a guide and a cure. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. We send of the Qur'an مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ, of which is a cure, وَرَحْمَةٌ, and a mercy, لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, for those who believe. That's why we have heard from our scholars when they say الْعَسَلُ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ عَمَّةً وَالْقُرْآنُ شفاء للمؤمنين خاصة. The honey is beneficial to every creation. And that's why when Allah is talking about the honey, it refers to mankind. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started talking about Quran, He started by mankind when He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ للمؤمنين. Allah ended with the believers. It is for mankind to listen, but it is only those who conceive the words of Allah and practice it would be referred to as a believer. The Ummah of Muhammad is classified into two, Ummatul Mu'mina wa Ummatul Kafira. Amongst this Ummah are those who are disbelievers, and amongst this Ummah are those who are believers. And so the believers are those who would emulate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمِنْ هُنَا. The Shaykh started to. لِبَيَانِ الْجِنْسِ لَا لِلْتَبْعِينَ. Now we'll understand that the explanation is about the kind, but not of a section of it. When scholars of tafsir would use this word, تَبْعِينَ, it means some of it. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ, would make them taste of the lower punishment, not the greater punishment. Now, lower punishment is تَبْعِيرُ, is بَعْضُ, some of it. Okay, بَعْضُ. And that's why they refer to this term as التَبْعِيرُ. It's not generalizing, it's just sectionalizing. And the scholar Sheikh Imam al-Qayyim is saying here that the explanation here is the bayan al-jinn. It is affirming the type, la al-tab'id, and not to sectionalize. فَإِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ كُلَّهُ شِفَاءٌ. The Quran, everything of it is cure. كَمَا قَالَ فِي الْآيَةِ الْمُتَقَدِّمَةِ. Like he says in the earlier verse, فَهُوَ شِفَاءٌ لِلْقُلُوبِ مِنْ دَاءِ الْجَهْلِ. The scholar deduced that Quran is a cure to the heart from the disease of ignorance, والشك, and doubt, والريب, and uncertainty. فَلَمْ يُنْزِلُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ شِفَاءٌ. Allah sends no cure from the heavens قط whatsoever. أعم, that is more generalizing. ولا أنفع, that is more beneficial. ولا أعظم, that is more greater. ولا أشجع, that is more, you know, braving. في إزالة الداء, in the act of averting ignorance, من القرآن, greater than the Quran. There is nothing that would avert our ignorance that is more than the Quran. And that's why scholars have said, جَمِيعُ الْعِلْمِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. جَمِيعُ الْعِلْمِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. لَكِنْ تَقَاصَرَ عَنْهُ أَفْهَامُ الرِّجَالِ. جَمِيعُ الْعِلْمِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. لَكِنْ تَقَاصَرَ عَنْهُ أَفْهَامُ الرِّجَالِ. All the knowledge of this world is in the Quran. If you learn the Quran, you know everything. Instead of you having music in your phone, hip-hop, two-face, black face, white face, everything you're having in your phone, put the Quran there, learn the Quran. If you learn the Quran, it makes you learn everything. جَمِيعُ الْعِلْمِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. لَكِنْ all the knowledge of this world is in the Quran. But تَقَاصَرَ عَنْهُ أَفْهَامُ الرِّجَالِ. The reflection of man is deficit of this fact. The understanding of man is not able to grasp the reality of this fact. Had we learned the Quran, would have found mathematics easy. Had we learned the Quran, would have found chemistry so easy. Had we learned the Quran, it would have been easy to remember all of the things we have learned in the class. So if you think about how you remember what you have learned, think about what the scholars have said. I remember Noah, when he was talking about how we have to have knowledge, he gave examples of what scholars of the past have said, and he said, one of the things we'll do to secure our knowledge is khila'ul batni, emptying our belly. You fast often. At-tadarru' fi sahar, waking early before sahur and making nawafil, asking Allah for his favor. When Allah descends to the heavens of this world, asking for those who seek from him, and he gives unto them. Mujalasatu salihin, seating with righteous people. You've seen your results, you have F's, and you're looking for how to solve your problems. Try this formula. At-tadarru' fi sahar, wake up in the middle of the night. Khila'ul batn, empty your belly. Mujalasatu salihin, sit with righteous people. Riyadatul lisan, exercise your leaves by rehearsing what you have studied, especially the Quran. And when you do this, in addition to the last one, isti'malu siwak, using the chewing stick, the toothmeal. It makes you secure your knowledge. It makes you preserve the knowledge that you have. Al-Quran is the peak of all knowledge. I think we should stop here because the next page is a little longer, and then it will take us way beyond our time. Or do we still have time? We still have time. So let's go on. وَقَدْ ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ. It's been made established in the two most authentic books, صحيح البخاري and صحيح المسلم من حديث أبي سعيد in the hadith of Abi Sa'id who said انطلق نفر من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفرة سافروها. A group of people moved on the journey in a journey that they traveled. They moved in a convoy. حتى نزلوا على حي من أحياء العرب. Till they got to a place amongst the places where the Arabs would settle. فتضفوهم. And they asked them to host them. فأبوا أن يضيفوهم. And they declined the hosting. فلدغ سيد ذلك الحج. And a king, a leader of that province was stung. فسعوا له بكل شيء. And they rushed towards him with all the things that they had. لا ينفعه شيء. And nothing benefited him. فقال بعضهم لو أتيتم هؤلاء الرهب. These people in this community said, it would have been better. What if we go to this group of people? الذين نزلوا, those who have just arrived. لعله أن يكون عند بعضهم شيء. Maybe they would have something of a cure. فأتوهم فقالوا, and they came to them and they said, يا أيها الرهب, O group of people, إن سيدنا لدغ, our king, our leader, has been stung. وسعينا له بكل شيء. And we have worked, we have tried with every means. لا ينفعه شيء. And nothing benefits him. فهل عند أحد منكم من شيء? Do we find anything from any of you? Do we see of some of you one who can provide us of a cure? فقال بعضهم, and some of them said, والله إني لا أرقي ولكن والله لقد استضفناكم فلم تضيفونا. One of them said, we have something to cure you. But the fact that we had asked of you to host us and you didn't host us. فما أنا براق حتى تجعلوا لي جعلا. I would not heal you. I would not give you a cure until you give us something. فصالحوهم على قطيع من الغنم. And they were kind to them and give them a flock of sheep. فانطلق يدخل عليه ويقرأ. And then this person stood up and read to them, blowing his mouth, and started to read. الحمد لله رب العالمين. He read الفاتحة. فكأنما نشط من عقال. It has seen the person has been freed from his shackles. Are we there? ماشي يا إخوان. He said, فكأنما I've not seen the place. فانطلق يمشي. And then he started to go. وما به قلبة فأوفوهم جعلهم الذي صالحوهم عليه. And then he went. And there was nothing of affliction on him. And then they fulfilled for them the flock of sheep that had been agreed upon for them. فقال بعضهم اقتسموا. And some of them said, let's share it. فقال الذي رقي. And one who has cured this king said, لا نفعل حتى نأتي النبي. We will not share it until we get to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فنذكر له الذي كان. And then we narrated to him what had happened. فننظر ما يأمرنا. And then we started to look what he would say. فقدموا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then they went towards the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فذكروا له ذلك. And then narrated to him all of that. فقال, and he said, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ أَنَّهَا رُقِيَةٌ. What informs you that the Fatiha is a cure? ثُمَّ قَالَ, and then he said, قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ, you have done well. اقْتَسِمُوا, share the sheep. وَاضْرِبُوا لِي مَعْكُمْ سَهْمًا, and put me in the share that you would divide. فَضَحِكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Then the Messenger of Allah laughed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Now here we're going to learn a whole lot of things. Now some of us, we move around with talisman, incisions on our body, written names of the jinn and demons on a leaflet, a rosary with a voodoo, hanged on our neck, the ones in our bag, others on our pillows. These things destroys your faith. It makes you a disbeliever. It makes you a disbeliever. The Prophet said, "Man ta'allaqa shay'an wukila ilayh." Whoever hung something will be left with that thing. If you hung something on a wall, on your body, everywhere you put it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will subject you to that thing. And you know why most students today indulge in alcohol and live the life of criminality? Is because they place their faith and trust in other than Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ. Whoever leaves away from the remembrance of Allah, from the Quran, from Adhkar, the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا, would fashion for him a shaytan, a demon, فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِيمٌ, and then that demon would leave with him, whispering to him, telling him to drink alcohol, telling him to drink hemp, telling him not to go to classes, telling him to go to clubs. And this is because they have lived away from the Quran. يَا أُمَّةَ إِقْرَى مَاذَا تَقْرَؤُونَ. O nation of Iqra, the nation of the Quran, what are you reading? What are you reading? Today we find brothers spending time with the phone. And one of our shuyukh was asked about the salafs and the Quran. And he said, it is the same way you are with your phones. The same way the salafs are with the Quran is the same way we are with our phones. Even in the toilet, on the WC, we still press our phones. We don't want to part away from our phones. And you see people in the salawat, their phones still ring. These are connected, we are to our phones. But the Quran, even we have few weeks to the Ramadan, and then you see brothers rushing to learn the Quran, to read the Quran. A seasonal worship, that is. The worship of the hypocrites. And when they're in the storm and difficulty, دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They call Allah sincerely. أَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ مِنَ الْبَرْ. And then when Allah saves them from their afflictions, their tribulations, from the storm of the oceans, إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. They turn against Allah. Before exams, you see students praying all the time, asking Allah, making nawafil, raising their eyes to the skies. And then after exams, they go back to the clothes. They go back to their friends. The similitude of such people is given in the Quran. When Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they meet with the believers, they say, we're also a believer. They come to the durus, they stay in the mask with us. فَلَمَّا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. But when they go back to their places of their demonic acts, their nightclubs, their casinos, their evil congregations, قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. They say, we're part of you. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَحْزِئُونَ. We're only kidding with them. I just want the Amin to feel that I'm part of them. I just wanted to use the name to collect some money from my father. Brothers, the Quran, hold on to it. It's the cure to every problem. If we were to leave the Quran, we would have perished. If Allah had not given us the Quran, what would have been with us? Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he says, "Tarkuhu sihr." Leaving the Quran is an affliction. If you want to ask yourself that, is jinn really troubling me? Do I have trials with myself? Ask yourself, do you read the Quran? If you're someone who do not read the Quran, you're afflicted already. Because affliction is not when you fall on the floor, mughmi alayh, not being able to speak and not knowing what is happening. No, that's no affliction. Affliction is not affliction is when you're not able to observe nawafil. Affliction is when you're not able to touch the Quran. Affliction is when you listen to the words of Allah and you get tired. Affliction is when you're able to gain the paradise of Al-Firdaus, but you struggle to even get to the lower deck of the paradise. Because Shaitan, if he's sure that you're going to enter the paradise, he's not going to give up on you. He would make sure you fall to the lower level of the paradise. So it's a trial when you do not read the Quran. It's an affliction when you desert the words of Allah. فقد أثر هذا الدواء في هذا الداء. This cure had an impact on the ailment or on the disease. وأزاله and it has averted it. حتى كأن لم يكن. It's as if it never happened. وهو أسهل دواء and it's the smallest of all cures. What's the cure? Surah Al-Fatiha. وأيسره and the most convenient. It's something you know. وَلَوْ أَحْسَنَ الْعَبْدُ التَّدَاوِي بِالْفَاتِحَةِ If a slave of Allah would perfect the use of Fatiha as a cure, لَرَأَى لَهَا تَأْثِيرًا عَجِيبًا فِي الشِّفَاءِ He would have seen an extraordinary, an amazing impact of this chapter in his life. ومكثت بمكة مدة. الإمام says, I stayed in Mecca for a period. يعتريني أدواء. I had afflictions, I had diseases. ولا أجد طبيبا. And I didn't see a doctor. ولا دواء. And I didn't know of a cure. فكنت أعالج نفسي بالفاتحة. الإمام ابن القيم says, and I started curing myself with Al-Fatiha. فَأَرَى لَهَا تَأْثِيرًا عَجِيبًا And I saw a great impact of it. فَكُنْتُ أَصِفُ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشْتَكِي أَلَمًا And I used to give that a prescription to anyone who complains of a pain. وَكَانَ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَبْرَأُ سَرِيعًا And numerous of them would get cured easily and quickly of their afflictions. ولكن ها هنا and then he said and here we are أمر ينبغي التفطن له an issue we have to reflect upon وأن الأذكار والآيات it is that our remembrance of Allah and the word of Allah the Quran والأدعية and all supplications التي يستشفى بها that is used to cure ourselves ويرقى بها that is used to heal ourselves هي في نفسها نافعا شافيا this ailment this cure themselves, they are beneficial in themselves. ولكن تستدعي قبول المحل وقوة همة الفاعل that it requires the acceptance of application and the power that comes with the utmost desire of one who is going to apply it. وتأثيره and also its application and how we're going to feel it. فمتى تخلف الشفاء؟ For as long as the cure stays backwards, كان لضعف تأثير الفاعل. It always affects the one who's going to apply the cure. أو لعدم قبول المحل المنفعل. Or it would also being a sort of ineffection to the application of the word. أو لمنع قوي فيه. Or something like a restriction that is so powerful in it. يمنع أن ينجع فيه الدواء. That would restrict that the cure would be efficient. كما يكون ذلك في الأدوية والأدواء الحسية. Like it happened or it happens of all natural kinds of cure and drugs. What Sheikh is saying here is that if we have a cure and you do not follow it to the letter in two ways. Number one, by not using it or by staying away from it. By the time you're going to use it, the ailment in your body would have covered more. If you're given an anti-malaria drug, for example, and you didn't follow the drugs to the letter, you didn't use it as prescribed, it would only fortify the bacteria and they would come stronger. So you would need a stronger dosage to kill it. And then also, if you know of a drug and you're not using it, and you continue to stay away from it, your disease would get stronger. And then the causes of the disease waxes and waxes stronger and stronger. So we the Muslims, we have the Quran and we continue to stay away from it. And our disobedience to Allah gets stronger. Our ignorance gets stronger. And our cutting away from the remembrance of Allah gets much more stronger. فَإِنَّ عَدَمَ تَأْثِيرِهَا قَدْ يَقُولُ لِعَدَمَ قَبُولِ الطَّبِيعَةِ لِذَلِكَ. As a result of it not happening, it may be as a result of the natural inacceptance of such drug. وَقَدْ يَقُولُ لِمَانِعٍ قَوِيٍ يَمْنَعُ مِنْ اقْتِضَائِهِ أَثَرَهُ. فَإِنَّ الطَّبِيعَةَ إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الدَّوَاءِ بِقَبُولٍ تَامٍ كَانَ انْتِفَاعُ الْبَدَنِ بِهِ بِحَسْبِ ذَلِكَ الْقَبُولِ. Nature requires that we accept things as they come. But the moment we decline nature from the acceptance of its prescription, then our cure would not come natural. An example is when you do not use mosquito net, a wasila, and then you conceive that, oh, when I take a drug, it will suddenly happen that my malaria would go away. But you continue to sit in the problem where the malaria still comes from, then you would never be cured because the natural things that would make it work, you're still doing it. فكذلك القلب. And that's exactly the state of the heart. إذا أخذ الرقى, when it takes a cure, والتعاويذ, and it takes the protections, بقبول تام, with total acceptance, وَكَانَ لِلْرَاقِي نَفْسٌ فَعَالًا. And the one who seeks to cure himself has a proactive heart. Your heart is proactive. وَهِمَّةٌ مُؤَثِّرَةٌ. And a desire that is effective فِي إِزَالَةِ الدَّاءِ, to avert and to move away the disease. That is only when you're going to be cured. The heart has to quickly take the cure as prompt as possible. And then you have to be proactive with it. You already know the cure is the Quran, but you're staying away from it. And you're not proactive with it. You're not using it. It makes you much more sick, and it makes you much more astray. Let's take a stop here, inshallah. And then we'll continue from there. Inshallah, come next week. هذا وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. If you have questions and advice or inquiry.
The adhan will be raised. And then after the Adhan, would listen to the question.
Allah.